Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Spectacular vernacular, condense them, package and present them like packets made in Shenzhen. Little plastic toys that get shattered, then I melt them, just so I can call them fucking melts. When I smelt them into liquid, you've never dealt with anyone this sick with. Slicker slitting rhythms into bits with these incisions I'm inflicting. I've always come to win, there's no decisions, I'm insisting. I only started rapping so I could start clashing. Now I batter any pattern you can see in my style. You only started rapping cause shit was in fashion, so apparent when you're chatting I can see in your style. I was in those raves in the 90s, absorbing all the rhyme schemes. Hyper D inspired my style. Telepathy, world dance and one nation. Every pirate station you see in my style.
I'm in a battle to you. Watch how me bam in a battle to them. Favorite MC, battled all them. Big you bring with a back carpet, really don't matter my time, but about to your friends. I'm in a battle to you. Watch how me battle ring them.
I slap words with the pen, I tell them get in line. Rap verses like my life depends on wrecking mics. The efforts I manifest impress the best of types. I'm effing nice, no question, I'm blessed with lines, I'm decades deep. Rhyming automatic like digest and breathe. Test your speech in my sleep with no stress, just ease. Trying to find a new...
Yo, what's up, Arms House Mother Lovers?
We're here on the roof of this building. The security, we saw the security downstairs, so we're keeping an ear out for him.
But you're alright because you got your hat.
Yeah, I got my hat.
He's got his hat, so no one can see him.
My hat makes me
invisible. He actually said that. The security's going to come up the stairs any second now.
No, because it covers your forehead and your eyebrows, yeah?
Yeah.
That's like the
they
most...
They can't see.
Yeah, then that makes you invisible, you know? Makes you
so
look
we're going to try and film some Arms House up here.
Yeah. But if we suddenly have to dust,
next
then you know
to
why.
Another set of stairs that goes down. We're currently on the roof.
We're just hoping he hasn't called the police and then the police are going to come. If it's just that one security guard, I don't give a shit about him.
I can't see him coming all the way up here.
Yeah, and I don't think he saw us come in.
I'm getting misty specs because I'm balaclavaed up, but he's all right because he's got his hat.
I got my hat, bro. You know what I mean?
Fuck
me. Inconspicuous.
So we got here. We did a little recce. There was no security guard. We know where he parks. And then we got up like, I don't know, 6-7 floors, had a look out the window, and he's fucking parked there.
Yeah.
But he's one dude. We don't know if he's waiting for other peeps or getting instructions from his boss.
And light is running out, so if we're going to do it, we've got to do it now.
Yeah.
So fuck it, we're going
to
do it.
I reckon we tell the security guard to suck your mother.
Suck your mother! It's a, nah, don't even think about it. That's a sheer drop off the edge there. But as Steam gets his bag and his shit together, we're here on the rooftop in West London in some fucked... I want to call it a derelict warehouse, but it's more of a building site, to be, if we're going to be really honest. You know what I mean?
You've got a reach.
Huh?
You got a reach.
Yeah, I thought you spied that, no?
No.
That's part of the shop. Had to get the Arms House in there.
Fuck me.
Dean, don't fuck around, please, brother, man. Oh, it's a bit windy up here as well. Trying to cover the wind.
Jesus Christ.
I should get a windshield for this fucking mic, man. I'm such an idiot.
But this month I'm buying some shit for the pub. Easy. I think we did the right thing staying.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
I think... I've just been downstairs, caught him getting in his car, fuck.
Yeah, all good. Maybe speak up a little bit more, just I'm worried it won't pick you up. I'm sure it will. Episode 96 of Arms House to your mom's house. We're on top of the world, baby. Sitting on top of the world, top of the world, top.
The podcast might get cut at any second. I can go and shut that door.
Fuck it. Doesn't matter. It's probably better open, so we'll see.
Because it's a push open from our side. I checked it.
Fuck it. He ain't coming up here, mate. There's no way he's coming up here. I just
want to get enough warning to get off this ledge. Fuck. Before, if he does come.
Mate, I've got to pack my laptop. It's going to take me a minute.
Oh, you know, see where he's at. I'll have to go with him. Bam! Yeah. Lay him out. Carlinello Alvarez.
You're going to have to stall him, man. Or, you know, we'll take him hostage or something. We'll be up here like helicopters and shit going, yo, man. It's Arms House, son. We're not letting him go. So you'll give us a helicopter to the airport. To Venezuela.
Look at the. We can even see the fucking mountains of Scotland from here. Look at the hills over there, bro.
Yeah, isn't it? Flat Earth.
It's Highgate, bro. Flat Earth is brilliant, isn't it?
Mate, it's so nuts. It's so believe good, that shit.
It's fucking. Those cunts.
It's just. Ugh. It's hilarious. But, yo, all right, what was on the agenda for today? We got graph critique. We haven't done graph critique in a while, so we're going to get a couple done this time, hopefully. We listened to a tune on the way in here. The song you were listening to is an unreleased theme track with IMS.
Made by IMS. Made, produced by IMS.
Ill Move Sporadic. Ill Beat Makers, man. It's two dudes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Props
Warm
to
Boss
them.
And Ben81.
And we're playing it on the pod to try and encourage them lot to fix up and get it released, you know what I mean? Get it out there, man. It's called Batter Them, yeah?
Yeah, it might be called I Batter Them. Batter Them. Or then there's some dubs over there, bro. Well, Drost.
Arms House batters everything at the end of the day.
When 43 putting out content like this. If we go to jail, we'll film it until they take our mobs. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, at the end of the day, what are they going to fucking do, man? Like, you know, trespassing, all right, fair enough.
Would you be happy with using a mobile phone that was kept up someone's body for, like, 10 hours of the day?
I mean, as long as it's not a touch screen, it's all right.
Or the plastic, wrapped in a plastic condom, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus fucking
You've seen
Christ.
How small they can get phones now. They're pretty fucking tiny, yeah.
They're the slip up the butty ones.
Yeah. All right. So, what are we going to do? Bring the list out, man. We have a list. Oh, shit. Rest in peace, Fat Man Scoop, man. He did a fucking Tommy Cooper, man.
He did a Tommy Cooper, man. I can see all of the jokes in this, but I'm still feeling a bit.
Listen, obviously, we got nothing but the utmost respect. You know, Fat Man Scoop is a legend, man. His voice, even Diamond D, who we've had, is a friend of the pod. He posted pictures of, he went to school with Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah, but and we hate in the dying.
Yeah, of course.
I believe
someone
was MCing and they just died.
It's insane. While he was on stage, he was like, what was it? Party people, are you ready? Make some noise. Dunk.
And if you came here to party, make some noise.
That's just great.
And the noise is slightly different from the others.
Just as he goes to make some literally his last breath was saying his ultimate phrase, man. You know what I mean?
I was thinking to myself, yeah, it's blatantly because he's overweight, he's fat,
yeah,
he's jumping around doing this in his heart.
Yeah.
Can't keep that rate, yeah.
Major issues,
yeah. There's no point saying that because other man smokes or other man does this or other man drinks this.
No, but
you can't do anything and you can't die of anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't want to die so much.
But if you're going to die, man, die doing what you fucking love, man. That's what he did.
He actually did it.
The ultimate version of that. And like,
you can't make jokes out of me.
Of course not. We're not making jokes.
I was.
That's
what
it is.
No,
we look, shit is crazy, man. And even Tommy Cooper, that's a crazy one. Like, he was on stage and he was known to like ad lib and make up jokes. Tommy Cooper's a famous comedian
with the hat.
Who died on stage. Yeah, the
red
fez
hat.
Yeah, the fez. And there's footage of it. It was on
I've
TV.
I've been in his house.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's near here. It's in Chiswick.
I wouldn't be surprised, you know.
Family house now.
obviously.
He was a joker, man. I remember my dad used to think he was funny, and but he was on stage. He had his not his sidekick, the woman, the pretty lady, who's because he did magic and comedy.
Yeah.
And then he says one thing, and then he goes like that, and then he just collapses, and everyone just creasing up because he's such a joker. And he would make up ad-libs. Even his assistant walked off thinking, oh, he's just doing a bit, and left him on stage. He was on stage for about a minute and a half. Everyone cracking up until someone realised. That shit was crazy. And the Fat Man Scoop one, they tried to revive him, and then when they couldn't revive him, they just stood around him like praying on stuff until the ambulance came and took him, man. Crazy, man. Nuts. Rest in peace, Fat Man Scoop and Tommy Cooper.
Dying, you know? Is so shit.
Yeah.
It's so shit.
Are you scared of dying?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, it's gonna be shit.
Well, it's not gonna be anything, I don't think. It's not gonna be good, it's not gonna be shit, it's not gonna be anything. The only thing I'm scared of is how I die, not dying.
Yeah, I'm scared of that as well.
Yeah. But I still think as well. People talk, I mean, I don't want to get too gruesome, but people who, like, there's a certain amount of pain, but then after that, you just don't feel pain, I heard. You know, DMT gets injected into your brain, you just start, like, skitzing. I'm just saying, like, let's say you get crushed by a fucking, I'm trying to think of a worst case scenario here, something really fucked up.
I think you need something to do or something to love or something to, you know, feel about when you wake up in the morning. Dudes that retire, wife dies.
Yeah.
So like 70s, 80s, and they just die.
They're living to die. Yeah. Those people, I feel really bad for them, man.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. In our history, older people have been tended to have been forgotten about and, you know, left to die. Whereas I think that's changing now, man. And I think our generation specifically, I think we've even mentioned this on the pod, we're not going to go out like that, man, our generation. We're not just going to go get dumped in an old people's home. I mean, depending on illness and everything, but I think in general, and also technology...
You've got to pray. You just got to pray.
Of pray.
The cancer is like...
Has
a fucking machine. They can fix it. Quantum computers, when they come out.
Yeah.
Does everything.
Yeah, but Big Pharma, they don't want to cure cancer because they make so much money, so you know what I mean? From the ding them.
So much dinero.
Yo, what's next on the agenda, man?
Are you a spotlight writer?
Do you want to do that now?
On the right.
That wasn't in the order. What order was it?
Force and enter. I wanted to talk about force and enter.
Ooh. Okay. You've been banging on about this fucking ages. Come on.
Yeah, because do you remember the amount that force is doing?
Absolutely killed it.
Constantly.
Everywhere.
Constantly. Me and my boys. Rooftops.
From years ago. Like, we were talking about that dude going, like, fucking hell, he's everywhere. And then, when you know, he's a decent bloke as well, nice guy from, you know, I've met him a couple of times.
He's paid in the underground as well.
Yeah.
He's
a dedicated...
He's got the massive top to bottoms now, with those nice schemes, you know, those rundown colours like that.
Yeah.
He's huge. Not trains top to bottoms, like massive dubs.
Yeah, big dubs. And he's got that style locked down, and I'm sure he can do it in a matter of seconds it takes him, and it's just everywhere, man.
That's something, actually, I was going to chat to our other guest who unfortunately didn't come today.
Yeah. Hopefully next
week. That's a good point of when you buy it so much or you do something, you do a little bit different than just the normal, which he's doing with other 4CV.
Yeah.
Which he does with other those long drippy things when he used to do that.
Yeah.
And FORCV and the throw up.
Yeah.
He's doing something a bit like more different, and then it becomes his style. So that you can, even if it said something different, which it often does on the tube, I love that.
Mm.
When a writer has like nailed their style down so much, yeah, they can paint a different word, you know exactly who it is within seconds.
Yes. There's a few heads like that, but yeah, Force is definitely one of them.
And that's a props thing.
Yeah.
Because you've done graph, you get kind of bored with graph because you've done it so much.
Mm.
And you think, do you know what? I'm just going to start doing this bit like this and then this bit like this because you kind of loosen
up. Start varying it, yeah, a little bit, but
it's
still.
It's not just A to Z like this. Yeah. And then you go on and you do that, and then you make that's like getting up again, like with this new style. Bosch, he did it again. 666 writer. And.
And he's West, isn't it? He's West London.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Big up the West.
I got him to sign that map.
Yeah.
I think he chums West.
Yeah.
and enter.
Enter. He slowed down, though.
Do you remember enter? Do you remember that stage of force and enter? Because basically, bro, there's some new bits to find about. I'm like, yo, this is nice.
Yeah. Enter, he did a lot of pieces as well. I remember when Force was more bombing dubs and stuff like that. Maybe I'm mistakenly remembering Enter.
I remember Enter having a completely different stuff.
Yeah, completely different.
And then he suddenly got like this semi-wild star thing. Yeah. He just got up with that. With yeah. lowercase e in.
But he was doing a lot of pieces.
He was doing a lot of pieces. Yeah. I did a lot of tracks like dubs and shit like that.
Yeah.
But the style up before that, I can't even remember it, but I remember thinking this wasn't that great.
Mm.
And next to Force, as the Force are these two, you know what I mean, is the best. And then he switched into that Wild Son. He kind of nailed it, son.
He did.
Did good.
And it's You've like got a classic no internet, style. So this is going to kind yeah. of...
It's like a classic style. I know, I can picture
you
it.
You can just have the fathers going across yeah, as they're talking course. Out. Because some of them, bruv, you know, they're banging.
Yeah.
That's a Enter, man.
Right, okay.
So he's definitely got the... Jeez. The holder doing that different outline thing and he's busting things like
what,
that.
What, flick to the right? Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
Force, killing it.
I don't know.
That's nice, I like that.
There might be a massive cooler or something, like dipping coming up. So
it's all right. I've seen Uber. I just don't want, you know when you're scrolling on someone else's phone, you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Gonna see some Venezuelan booty.
Some Venezuelan, yeah. But there's some great fucking bits coming out again. That Enter is nice.
That one,
bro.
I haven't seen that one before. Very, very nice.
That
it?
Is that little evil down there.
Yeah.
I mean, that you can see, like, that Enter's nice.
Bruv, the schemes.
That's the pieces you were kind of talking about.
Look at the schemes.
It kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
At the beginning, when he switched into this style, it's like, yo, he just switched into it.
Yeah.
Like, hassle free.
Yeah,
that's a nice piece, man. Especially like the dark purple bits going into the violets and the blues, and then bringing them out of the bubbles yeah. like that.
Very nice. I'm getting hints of Too Cold, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that might not be an influence for
and
him,
New
but
York
for me,
as well.
Yeah, but Too Cold is yeah coming from you know. Well, he's not from New York, but you know, Ill.
That was up for a while.
Yeah,
that was kind of up for a while. That was like the beginning of changing into that style.
Yes.
And it was a lot better than the other things he was doing.
Very nice with the green and yeah. white outline and the yellow. Very nice indeed.
Very
sorry for the people
nice
listening. We're
indeed.
Just listening. We're watching a lot of Enter.
See this song?
Force. Oh, wow. Okay. Nice.
That is nice.
Very nice, that one. That's very classic
it's
style.
Like Latimer Road.
Kind of, you know, I'm getting
yeah,
Zephyr a little
classic
bit.
Style.
Classic style.
Insane.
Yo. I like the colours as well on that one. Blue outline, light blue, 3D down rock, and then like a beige to like
that
light
nice.
Beige, yellow the top. Very nice that one. Make sure you send me all these, yeah?
Yeah. There's the
filter. See?
Bosh. It's kind of nice.
Nice. That's slightly different. Maybe one of his older ones, I think, maybe.
I think this is a new team.
Or a new.
New team.
Okay.
New team.
Easy.
And that's on his Insta.
Force is definitely... It took him a few years, not that this was his intention, I mean, God knows, yeah, but he became more refined.
Yeah.
He was a dirty bomber for years. And
wicked photos, I'm like, huge top to bottom, track side, top
yeah.
to bottom, the whole wall.
Yeah.
Force. But yeah, that's what I'm saying about them two, man. And there's a wicked photo, I couldn't find it.
Mm.
I think it's taken an Acton, it looks like Acton.
Yeah.
Because of the way the train's like coming... bending around slightly and he's the wicked wig they battered it window down battered it with characters and shit. I can't
oh wow
what a fucking seagull
yeah still good and let's yeah now Force I have to admit well, who do you prefer out of Enter and Force?
That's what I'm saying. I've always preferred Force, but if Enter's painting like that I'm like yeah, because he kind of stopped when he was getting to that them sick pieces mm. there. Then the new ones, them ones that Latimer read, they're just new.
All right, okay.
But it shows that he's still like... Man, I just thought...
I think...
Big ups.
I've never seen those Enter pieces before. Now I've seen those. I don't
know. You know what I'm saying.
I like those pieces maybe more than Force's pieces. But if I had to pick one of the two who I rated more, I would say Force. Just out of sheer...
Graph.
Just battery.
Just sheer graph.
Yeah.
That's it.
Graphic. Battering.
Absolute workage. It's true. That's true.
Yeah, man. Did you have a song you wanted to listen to, or
think let's have a little song break.
Yeah?
Let's have a little, not a song break, a song listen.
I might have one on the computer if you don't have one, but if you've got one, go for it. No, yeah, you go for it. You got internet up here, yeah?
Fuck, you should do up here, innit?
I heard, you know what, because we came up here and we filmed a little bit for the Instagram and a while ago, someone said that they used to come up here and put their pirate radio thing up here, the aerial. Because this is a fucking perfect spot for it, man. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So this is a tune I'm going to pick. It's So Much Things to Say by Lauryn Hill. It's the unplugged version.
Okay.
I was just going back in the days. Do you remember, MTV Unplugged was sick.
Was the shit.
It was the shit.
Although we might get kicked off of YouTube for it. So if it goes quiet, that's why.
Nah, no,
go, give it a go. I don't know, because you did the Rolling Stones the other day. I thought it was going to happen. Didn't happen. So...
we'll be starting that one again. So much things to say right now, yeah. They've got so much things to say, yeah. They've got so much things to say right now, yeah. They've got so much things to say, yeah. I'll never forget to know where, yeah. How they crucified Jesus Christ. I'll never forget, no way. How they stole Marcus Garvey for riots. I'll never forget, no way. How they turned their backs on Paul Bogle. So don't you forget, no way, who you are and where you stand in the struggle. They've got so much things to say right now, yeah. They've got so much things to say, yeah. They've got so very many things to say right now, yeah. They've got so much things to say. I and I don't come to fight flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high and low places. And though you fight me down, I'll stand firm and give Jah all the thanks and praises. I don't expect to be justified by these laws of man. Though the wicked find me guilty, Jah will prove my innocence.
We forgot to mention, you might have noticed that right at the beginning of this episode, we have a new sponsor, a sponsor of sorts.
20 grand a week each.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking good. Do you know what I mean? From Big Yad. That's how minted he is.
Big ups.
Called a grease.
Zootpatrol.com. Big Yan and his illustration.
Black raindrops. Baby.
Stuff.
Black rain.
Yeah, his comic books, his prints, and I'm sure he's got garments on there as well. You can buy all sorts of good shit. So we're trying to encourage you motherfuckers to head on over to zootpatrol.com and show some love to Yan. He's done a lot.
You know what it's like when it comes out on the Arms House? Sold out the next day.
Yeah.
All goes up to 8 million quid. Whichever one you want.
Big
you
know up, what I mean? Oh yeah, and you got to pick a winner for last week's fucking competition. Oh, yeah.
Have you got YouTube? There's a couple of good comments, to be fair.
Go on YouTube now.
There's a couple of good comments, to be fair. There's a geezer that I'm not wanting to talk to you about this.
Yeah.
There's a geezer left some good, but he's left three.
Yeah.
Separate.
You just got to pick. We got to pick two comments.
I just think it's a bit harsh if I pick him for that reason.
No, it's not for that reason. If the comment is good, the comment is good. Doesn't matter how many.
Yeah, but he's left three. I'm not saying for that reason. I think he's, because he's left three, he's got a bigger chance.
Nah, he doesn't have a bigger chance. You got to scroll through the. There's not too many for you to check, but definitely go through the comments and pick a winner. Okay, just so people who might not know, last week we did an episode round at Big Daz's. Studio is art studio. David Samuel.
Away, loves the chapter.
Yeah.
Get the snip so you can jizz in your mess.
Yeah, you said that to me. What's up? Big up, Dave. We're definitely going to be back there at some point, for sure. He gave us a tour of his art studio and everything, but he's also doing a thing called radicalkiosk.com. All the links will be below. Go check that out. Buy some graffiti zines. Do something with your photos is the ethos
Such
over there.
Inspiring geezer.
Very inspiring. Yeah.
We came out saying, right, Arms House is releasing everything.
Yeah, we're doing a zine. We're doing a documentary. Everything. We're doing a movie. We're doing a, everything.
And if the Arms House did it, it'd be the best thing on earth.
But anyway, so he graciously donated two zines of graffiti photos, full of graffiti photos from the 90s that Daz took himself. It's like between a 5-year period, right? 95 to 2000 or something like that. Full of...
No, it's three decades.
Well, three decades. Yeah, but it's part one decades. And part two.
Oh, yeah.
So it's part one and part two. So there's two zines up for grabs. You're going to pick two of the comments now.
Two of the comments, yeah? We're sending one each. All right.
One and one, yeah. And you don't get to choose which one you get. Someone's getting part one. Someone's getting part two. If you like them, you can always go to radicalkiosk.com and buy... the other part that you didn't get. And everyone else who didn't win, go over there and cop something, man. You know what I mean? Show some love.
It's a brilliant one. Theme, mate, only real ones know you were putting Chrome Angels back in the 70s. In the 70s. Chrome Angels. In the 70s. That's why he deserves the zine. Real recognized, real. That's a brilliant one. There's a geezer who's dropped like a few like classic one-liners. Yeah.
There was someone who said, look, bumpkins need educating too. Someone left a comment like that.
Yeah.
I need the zine.
Another sick episode. All right. Because I'm Arms House for life.
Yeah.
I deserve those zines because I'm a dedicated Arms House crew member. I started watching on episode 19 and went back and caught up on every single episode.
Salute.
I'm also a 90s kid. I was born in 93. So I'm as old as jungle, which basically means it's in my blood.
Oh, shit. But 93, but how old does that make him now?
Well, you've got to do that, man. So read it the next one. The song, another geezer has already ordered some. You can't win with him saying that.
31.
If I don't get a copy, I'll bring Arms House to your mum's house.
Well, he's threatening us.
That's a good one. I like stalk margarine because I've only got one leg.
It's brilliant.
I'm picking up.
Yeah.
I like stalk margarine because I've only got one leg.
Yeah. That was the guy he left a couple comments. I think he was leaving a few jokes.
Yeah, but I liked it. I was looking at them in bed last night.
If you're
picking
that one, what's his name? You gotta read his name out.
I've already scrolled past.
Come on, man. Oh, it's gone. You went way past it.
Do you think I've gone way past it? There's so many comments to read out. 1970s baby, that's equal. Big up equal. A lot of people bigging up Daz as well.
Yeah,
and Rare Kind Records. A lot of people coming from Brighton. Oh yeah, and bigging it up.
And they were bigging up that Channel 4 TV show he was on with Bacchus.
Can I have it, please? Like, I don't know. I think I need it, bro.
That's a waste of a comment.
But you're not getting it. There's nice comments as well. The theme went deep. Writers should definitely be a bit more open to documenting them. Yeah. A bit moist. Very nice. Very nice of you. But it's a bit nice. The Silver Ghost, A143. So Silver Ghost, with his other entry as well. Today I met a graffiti artist. His name was Mark Walls.
mark walls.
I love that shit. I love those kind of things. Like Talal's Joe with the quack messes.
And Talal's Joe with the belt on.
Oh,
he goes, why graffiti writers' trousers keep falling down? Because he didn't have his belt on.
Talal.
So stupid. Although Tizer hit me up, said that his mate made that joke up. I don't know. So we don't know the origin of that joke.
Yeah.
Come on, theme. All right, so that was one.
And the other is, yo, it's my favorite time of the week, almshouse to your mum's house. That's from KillerDug20.
KillerDug20, all right.
Si me gusta.
What was the other one? Do you remember Ghost Silver, something? Silver Ghost.
Silver Dude. Silver Ghost 8143.
All right, so you heard that. Silver Ghost.
Mark Wolf.
Silver Ghost 1843, and sorry, you have to name the other guy.
Oh, again, we've done it. We've named these people like three times. Right, none of you again, since. None of you.
All right, okay, it's recorded. So
Silver Ghost 8143.
And
Killer Doug 20.
Killer Doug 20. All right, guys, hit us up on the Instagram, in the DMs. Let me know it's you. Or leave another comment under the video,
or
under this video. Just somehow we can get in contact with you. Let me know where to send these zines, and we'll wing them over to you pronto. So now, theme, I wanted to do like a... Maybe it'll become a regular thing. Like you, because you told me you wanted to chat about Force and Enter. You know what I mean? They've been like, you know...
Just because it was on my mind.
On your mind.
Just because it was on my mind. It'll be, oh boy.
So I was thinking, you know what? I want to give props to a writer who inspired me when I was growing up. He was huge. He's still about. He's got a YouTube channel. He's got an Instagram channel. They're pretty cool as well. He takes graph and the styles of graph styles very seriously. Almost to a comedic level. But nah, but I rate the guy. Do you remember the writer? Totem 2.
Totem 2. I need to see something.
All right, let me show you. This guy, he was in all the graffitisms and all that stuff. This is one of his. This is a very old one of his. This one. He's like a style dude. This is one is like 25 years old. He's in Tats Crew, but he's also known for doing like replacing the letters with characters. You know, movement of the characters and stuff, and themed walls. Like this one is an Egyptian one. With a thing in it, and he paints these mad canvases of like these, like a
that's pretty sick. Lots of kudos going on,
yeah. And he does these, that's a wall he did recently with Gesser, G E S E R, and it's a Akira, you know, Akira. Yeah, so look at the bike, there's the T, the O is the wheel. Shit,
well, right, he's done the bike and the character is his word.
Is the word.
So you is
can,
his word.
So you can see the T, the O, and then the other T is the guy's leg and his arm, and then the other E is there, and then the M at the end. He does these mad 3D things. Son. Yo, this guy is too ill. And I want to show you, I saw a couple of his pieces out in Brazil when I was out there. That's what he's known for. This one is his 3D, he calls it biotech mechanical style, yeah?
And hey, that's my biotech mechanical.
And if you watch his YouTube, look, there he is there. If you watch his YouTube, he breaks down his letter forms, and he's a b-boy as well. He's a break dancer. You see that crazy wall there?
He's been to Brazil. You love him. You love this geezer.
This guy, and he also, he fixes cars as well. But what he does on his YouTube, he gets Japanese cars and American muscle cars, and he takes parts off some of them and puts them on the other one, and like he like makes hybrid cars between American muscles, because I think he's half American, half Japanese.
Top geezer.
So it's quite sick when he does that. And look, he's got a nice, neat little throw up there as well.
Yeah, I'm getting really into my throw ups. I like the reaches over the bottom of the throw up as well. Just
Wash.
I love that.
I just wanted to do, like, maybe some people... Oh, yeah, look, this is a little Star Wars themed one he did. Like, again, making the letters out of the characters from Star Wars. You see the second T is the helmet from the thing. And the E is the Stormtrooper, you know what I mean? And the Death Star. He's just sick, this guy, man.
Where is he?
He's from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And but he's painted, like I said, all over the world. The guy is an incredible... Like, for me, personally, it was just... I always rated seeing new stuff from him. Like, in the early days of the internet. Remember in the 90s and shit, when you're, like, trying to download pictures and shit, and, like... Those were the days when I was like really trying to like find stuff that he'd done, you know what I mean? Because I'd seen him in graffitism, seen him in a few bits. but an incredible writer. He's called Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R Totem 2 with a number 2 on YouTube and on Instagram. That's the only two places I follow him, but I urge you guys, if you haven't heard of him, go check out his stuff. He's
got the styles.
His YouTube videos are awful. Like I said, it'll just be him like ranting to the camera going, yo, the styles, you know, nowadays. And he's like cussing people who don't have style. And he's yeah, like, these guys are shit. This is how it's supposed to be done, you know what I mean? And he's like, and he's got all this like vocabulary for like how he forms his letters and stuff. He's just really cool. Like I said, he takes it overly serious, but and it's fun to listen to when he does it, man.
Because I'm a style flipper. I understand style innately. So these type of letter bending and twisting stuff like that is not foreign to me. It's absolutely my second nature. It's in me, and I attribute it to the studying of the masters, painting with the masters, but also competing with the masters eventually. You know, my idols became my rivals, and eventually I became part of the pantheon myself.
Sounds like we could take the piss.
And I've messaged, he takes like seriously, like, you know, like he doesn't fuck around, and he still loves it to this day. He's still writing these big messages how much he loves graph still, even in his 50s and shit, you know what I mean?
Atlanta, baby, Atlanta.
Out in Atlanta, chilling. All right, so I think it's time for some graffiti.
If you could live critique. Anywhere in the world, where would you live?
Come on, man, Brazil, man. Where do you think?
Straight away.
Nah, London. London. Genuinely, I've had this discussion with a couple people.
Really?
I'm to settle and to stay.
To live, yeah, live and die.
London, man.
London.
It's my home. It's my home.
When you're like your mum's age.
I don't give a shit. Yeah, I'm here, man.
Really?
Yeah. If I was gonna have a family, I'd live here. If I was gonna just stay, I'd live here. I know my way around. I know that, you know, it's my poem, man. Maybe just outside of London if I'm like really old.
See, even that's better.
Yeah, but
look, in the boroughs, the counties.
Yeah.
What about you? But you wouldn't be living in a warm climate.
Okay.
With light.
Okay, if it wasn't London, maybe south of France, maybe. Yeah, because definitely warm weather would be a draw if I was going to live somewhere. Yeah.
Over there,
yeah,
is it still dog shit? You've got a private pension and an old pension, a bit of savings, little Spain, less arthritis, less this, less that, much better food, better this, and you don't care that everything's shit and nothing works because you're like old, you're like so what? Taking Viagra, banging under there, going to the shop, having a coffee, coming back. You know what I mean? That's it.
So you'd be Spain. You'd be Spain, son.
That's our plan.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We're thinking about buying a house in Dominica because it's there at the moment. Yeah, you know when someone says to you, "Oh, you know you can buy, you can do this," you're like, "Yeah, it is." If it sounds like bullshit, it's bullshit.
Mm.
It's not actually bullshit in Dominican Republic.
Okay,
because they're that desperate for people like Europeans, Germans, English, whatever, rich Latinos, to buy to come over and make it, you know, popular. And buy properties and like get a little boom going, and there's so much so that if you buy it off land, like before it's built, and there's like loads of these guys there,
yeah,
and then you can Airbnb it straight away.
But the thing is, sorry, yeah,
buy it off land, it's even cheaper. They're like, I think it's 20 grand. The fucking casa in the first place costs about, you know, maybe 50p. It's only like not much money,
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, they won't give me a mortgage, they won't give me that. Just send them a few things. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, they're just passing
England
through. Yeah.
And exactly, they're over there. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And
but still,
the life out there, bruv.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
So you have the option all the time. You go. It doesn't matter when you go. You just go.
Yeah.
And when you're not there, you're Airbnb. And you cut a fucking.
But that's what just came to me now, man. If I was living in Dominica, like, you know, in some like out there place. Yeah, it's beautiful and it'd be cool, but I would get bored, man, after a while.
Not in the winters. In the winters in England. when you like can't move and you're eating like pot noodles in your one bedroom flat.
What would
flat.
It be doing that? Though?
Because you're like you're 70, everyone else, all your kids have gone and left and your mate's dead. You're like, fucking, I'm sitting with this pot noodle about to watch five kids. You know what I mean? The Price is Right. Fuck me.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I'd want to.
Can't go outside because it's pissing it down and grey and cold as shit. They've cut off my heating allowance. I can't fucking do anything. I can't eat anything. I'm stuck in this flat. They're telling me to eat cup of soups. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but where am I supposed to go out tagging and bombing when I'm 70?
You'll go to like the drawers of fourth. Do you know what I mean? You'll be the old geezer leading at the bar. Fuck off, granddad. And eat shit.
Nah, I tell you what I would do.
I'll be out there banging hundreds of senoritas.
I'd get a pimped out. What's those things that old people drive because they can't walk?
Yeah, the scooter.
Scooter thing.
Yeah.
But I'd get rims on it and a system in there with a little like umbrella bit.
Dick. Just stay in England and get rained on and shit. Just to be able to do that.
Just to go around in that thing. Just go, yo, man. Nah.
But we're talking about Femme Scoop and One Life. And I just, you know, I don't know if I can stay here the whole time. I don't know if I can do it. I feel like a dick for dedicating. Because of Graf as well. Mm. Graf and the London Underground. You dedicate your life to the land part of the ground. You're down there, you know all the little bits, all the ins and outs. People don't know anything. You're on the tube with you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm grabbing the whole life. Just me knows. I've got on the and drop me like none of you not even know about it, mate. You know every nook and cranny and rare. And you've been on this.
Yeah,
bit,
but
this
I'm
bit,
not
this
like
bit,
that, man. I mean, I love it. I've been round it, but I haven't dedicated my life to the London Underground.
No, but like, they're like bigged up London, trying to get London back. City soldiers. All this shit. Like, London's the best jungle. London's the best. We've got the best race.
It is the best.
Going to like Amsterdam and going, you've not done enough. Yeah. In London, bro. You know, all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, bigged it up, dedicated to give you fuck all back, apart from like mad expense, all types of fuckery.
What about experience? Growing up in London.
Yeah, you get experience. That is one massive point.
If you can grow up and survive in London, you can survive anywhere in the planet.
Anywhere.
Well, maybe to a degree.
Yeah, not in the Amazon. But yeah.
Yeah, it's true. But you know what I mean.
But
that's one thing
I feel
London.
Like a dick for doing that.
Yeah.
Dedicating my whole entire fucking life to trying to be a London plastic gangster.
Yeah, but you're framing it like you dedicated your life to it. You were born here. You didn't choose to be here. You were born. Yeah, I'm just what I'm saying.
But
and we made the most.
We go to some places. Like,
you make the most of it.
Everywhere is better. Everywhere I go, basically, I'm like, look at this. This is so much better. Like when I'm chilling in vineyards in Spain and they're like, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I'm sorry, theme. This.
But you've got to have that English salary.
Yeah.
Without that, it's shit life in Spain.
But you don't get that, especially when you go away, especially for a length of time, whether it's a couple of months or a couple of years or whatever, when you go away somewhere. Of course, at first, you think, oh, the weather's better, so everything's so much better. You don't get to that point where you're like, start getting homesick.
Yeah, but you have a house. You know, you just spray when you want.
Yeah.
In the winters.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the first train of the day.
No, I saw it. There was another one went before. So I don't think the camera's picking it up. I don't think it's high enough to pick that up. To see the train from above.
I'm going up there to show you guys the view.
Max, I don't want him to. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. All right, let me find some graph for
critique. You can't send it though, Bridger.
No, you can just check him from here, man. All right, there's a few people got mad because they sent him ages ago and we never fucking did him. So
I know that we're going to get out. We're going to get out. Just walk out.
Yeah, fuck him. And we can walk round the back of the hotel, you know, so we don't have to walk past it.
Yeah.
All right, someone did an Amber and Theme sketch on a piece of paper.
I love it when somebody does this. Yeah. I absolutely bloody love it.
It's a black outline, orange 3D, red kind of highlights. He hasn't bothered filling it in.
Oh.
Yellow squiggly bits going around.
Squiggly?
And a Theme and Amber tag in the bottom left corner. Check it out, Theme. What's your first thoughts?
I sent you a Theme and Amber tag done by someone else today.
Yes.
Oh, old boy.
Was it Doubter? Looked like Doubter.
Amber and Theme.
Yeah.
I say the Theme is a lot better than the Amber.
Amber's a difficult word to do.
I'm saying the
Amber's
Theme
a tricky
is a
word.
Lot better to do than the Amber. Which it is. Do you know what I'm saying? Yes.
I agree.
She's nice. She's
I'm going to have a squirt.
I'm afraid I don't actually like the Amber. I've got to say I don't like the Amber. I don't like it.
I think the middle bits of the A are too thin.
I don't like it. Yeah, that's true. I don't like the kind of A's like that. I come out like that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I don't like them either.
That's much A's. No me gusta.
Although you can do them Arabian style like that. I can do them.
Yeah, you quite often do the yellow.
Yeah,
so nearly used two Arabic words today in a row.
Is it?
I didn't get up because I was waiting for you to come to, waiting for your car to go past the glass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like that.
Yeah.
And then these three birds trying to open the door, and the door's not opening for them. So you've got to press the button and the door opens. Sometimes it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It makes you feel like, fuck, you know, fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck's
yeah.
sake. And
yeah, yeah.
Fuck. And
these
three Habibis, yeah, were doing that. And I nearly said, bas. Yella. And then,
Why didn't you do it? What happens?
There's two reasons. No, first I was thinking for you. Two, I was thinking, I'm about to go over and help them out.
Yeah.
But they keep on pressing the button. One of those times they press the button, it's going to work, and it's going to look like I've suddenly got off the chair and walked at these three birds.
Yeah.
And yeah, looking for you, so didn't do it. But and yeah. I wasn't sure if I said imchi. Is that like rude to say? Like, oh, is it like now you can go through the door? Like imchi. So that's more like an instruction.
Yeah, imchi is a bit like move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which you wouldn't normally say in polite society.
How would you say? You would just say, yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah, if you open the door, you'd be like, yeah.
But you could say it in a joking way. Yeah, lemshi, you know what I mean? Like kind of hurry up, like as a joke. And they'd get it, you know? But okay, so Amber and Theme, thank you for that.
The Amber.
Theme's better than the Amber, but, you know, yeah, it's some nice finesse to it, some nice skills there. But that first A on the Amber and the M, it's a bit soggy. And the M and the Theme
still,
as well.
It's a bit sticky still. Soggy.
But the rest,
don't the letters are nice. Don't diss the Theme in, bro.
All right, all right. Okay, what's next?
You got the little SDF.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. On the Tarbush jumper. All right. Someone sent in this throw up.
Papa? Did they say Papa?
Hold on, let me see it.
The reach.
No, it's Pope. P-O-P-E.
Nah,
but then I looked at the throw up, which is done with a brown outline.
Oh, your mother!
Oh, fuck. All right, let's just quickly finish this. Don't worry, there's no visual, the thing, no.
Oh,
well, let's just talk about this, because that'll be on the screen while we chat, and then...
Is he trying to bite your throat?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you think he's trying to bite it?
No, I was like, what letter is that? I was like, is it a P, is it a Y? And he was like, nah, it's just a character throwy.
It's just a character throwy.
You know, with the mad eyelash thing in the ear and the wiggly mouth kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the Pope tag. What's your first thought? My first thoughts are it's too skinny, it's thin.
Yeah.
I like if you have a character in your throw up, but you should mesh it with a letter, man. Have a letter coming off the left
especially
side.
Especially on the board like that. It's like framed.
Yeah.
Could have done a big fuck off.
And it's too, like...
taken out the whole frame thing. If you'd done that,
I mean,
it'd
be
fatter.
Yeah,
all right.
It's too thin. It's not fat. It should be bit bigger and
it's
bit
not,
more
yeah,
brash.
It's not acceptable.
It's not all that, man.
I can see that it kind of... He's done the filling and it kind of flows out of him. Like, he's done it a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely the bottom bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hanging down, not feeling that really too thin.
Nah,
and you could have done a fucking tongue, like taking out the whole blood clot wall.
Yeah, exactly. But that's, you know, TB, man.
Throw ups is all about the placement.
Actually, it could be an S.
That's what it is for me, the placement.
Yeah,
I have to be able to see that it just flows out of your
exactly
your wrist, like because it is on autopilot when you do it.
Yeah,
and then banging spots.
Yeah, it follows. I mean, it follows. If you want to, for lack of a better term,
let's do some fucking cards.
It follows the rules of a throw up, but it's just not quite there yet, Pope.
Sorry.
All right, look.
I'm sorry. What was that? Oh, I'm fucking amateur.
Yeah, chill. So the video has cut out.
So
run out of battery.
On my phone?
Huh?
So I film a bit like this while we're chatting.
Yeah, I'm thinking just to kind of finish it off. No, let me put it over here. All right, we can put it there. No, put it sideways. Yeah.
There we go.
All right, let's just wrap this up then, man. I mean, I don't know how long we've been going on for, but around about an hour.
We're going to get nicked. We're going to get nicked.
Yeah.
We're going to get nicked.
Shh. What's wrong with you, man? Shit.
So, no, we're just going to walk out, Bosch. go across the road, ballets on.
Round the side of the...
Straight, and you're going to go beep.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, was there anything else on the agenda? Or should we do one more graph critique while we're here?
Listen to this question.
Oh, shit.
Is that a bit of a long one?
Could be a bit long, you know. Let's do one more graph critique.
I love him a doubtful.
It's hard to tell. You can't tell on that now.
It's funny because I was looking forward, old boy.
Yeah.
Looking forward to doing a podcast with you. I feel like it's been quite a while.
Yeah, man.
And Pierre guests.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I wouldn't mind doing a podcast when we're both in our houses.
It's true.
We've been doing some crazy shit.
So there's two there now. Two that were sent in. They're on a BR.
They are.
Not a yellow one, though.
London to Paddington. At least it's going through the fucking ends. Do you know what I mean?
What does it say? Describe it.
London to Paddington, Reading.
Get the first one. Get the first one.
It's like a throw up kind of quick one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? It's got two colours and a white border, some drips. It says K E Y Z.
I think, yeah, keys. I mean, there is Key, the other Key, but who's not really as active anymore, but he's a legend. So when I think Keys, I think Key WKE, you know what I mean? Key, he's a DCI as well, no? And all them ones, man.
But this is...
Key is a style master.
This is what we did, isn't it?
Huh?
This is just like a basically a 6-minute bush jump.
Yeah, it looks like it. But it's decent for that. If that's what it is, it's decent.
The next one is ESK.
Yeah.
White and black with the white outline.
Yeah.
With a white border. You can put some bubbles around it as well. And then you try to do another color and chop the bubbles, like outlining them.
Yeah, a little window.
I like the S of
down.
That. I don't really like the E at all.
Yeah, the E.
Looks like it's breastfeeding on the S's non-existent fucking nipple.
The S is just
trying to suck that shit out. Yeah, but the S is decent, bro.
Yeah, S is decent.
The S is decent. The
K is nice.
I like those style of K's on the first one.
Yeah, that's a throw up, isn't it? Yeah.
Sake, have you seen Sake?
Yeah,
he's got the
similar,
K,
even
yeah.
With the Y a little bit. Not
if
really.
I was Sake, I'd come round and get and do these keys.
Yo, bro.
And then he's like, nah, you got to do like a little bit more with the E. The Y, I can see the style he's
it's
doing,
a throw
and
up.
He's done it very quickly.
It's a throw up, and he's just filled it in and done a few bubbles.
And it's on a yellow BR, bro.
Yeah,
it's on a yellow BR. And he didn't even write to think I need to paint this yellow beer. Which is disappointing.
But again, props for sending that in.
I'm not getting what's going on. Is that the end of the S or is the E going up and down?
No, the S stops and then
the
E stops and it's got a gap.
The S
there.
Doesn't really want to
and
stop.
And it doesn't have a shadow. He missed the shadow there. Well, he didn't do a big shadow, big enough shadow. Yeah, that's what that is. It's a gap. Actually, now the S, now I've seen that. You should have kept it going to connect with the E. Not connect, but like touch the E.
Yeah, but it's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
Well, it's our 100th episode, yeah? 100th episode, yeah?
Ooh.
112 is 2 years.
Mm.
56 weeks, 52 weeks in a year. 52 weeks, 104.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a 2-year ep. I reckon I want to go do the Dam thing or something.
I want to do a trip to, to Dam.
Or Paris bombing.
Rent a car.
Or Greece trains.
I think
Italy,
Dan
Greece
would be
trains.
More...
Let's Dan, do... we won't do any graph. We'll be fucking hot as dick.
Do you mean?
To do trains, unless we lose someone there.
Yeah, but we know some people there. I know some people there. Let's do one last bit. This is a guy, he did a sketch on a piece of paper. Panzer.
There's a little bit of graph critique. It
says Panzer, P-A-N-Z-A.
Yeah, P-A-N-Z-A, yeah.
And he's done a little, I guess, his throw-up underneath. P-Z.
P-A-N-Z.
Have a quick look. And he's even filled it in with a chrome pen as well, man, on some crumply bit of paper.
Let me see the
he hasn't even filled in the Panzer at the top. He kind of started filling it in orange and then gave up halfway through the eight.
Yeah, he gave up on that, bruv. He thought, bang, fuck this.
Yeah.
Who used to do their A's like that? Vamp or something.
Yeah, Vamp and a couple of pink guys.
Well, basically, yeah. Well done for sending it in. Do you know what I mean? You got the balls to send it in, bruv. What's the throw up? A PZ?
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. Panzer, throwy.
Further reach. The Panzer reach. Prefer the throw up to the outline.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
mean? Oh, you prefer the throw up?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't get over the P, bruv.
Yeah.
So, this keeps changing. Yeah, but the P, the thin bit coming out the left of the P.
Yeah, it's not.
And he's barely filled it in. The A bit's in the middle are too thin. The Z and the N is all right. Do you know what I mean? NZ.
N is the good letter. The Z, even for me, I'm not really feeling it, man. The 3D isn't consistent on it. Obviously it's a quick sketch. I'm not going to, you know, go in on him too much, but you can, but no, but remember with that discussion we were having with Jan, bigupzootpatrol.com, everyone go check it out. But in Jan's episode, I remember him specifically saying how you could disguise that you don't have style with color and with 3Ds and with all this stuff. Pen on paper, whether it's a tag, a throw up, or just a quick outline, that's when you can actually see if someone's got a decent style or not, if they're confident, or if they're confident or not. Panzer, I can see he's got a bit of style there. Obviously, I can even see some of the influence, like we're saying, Vamp, and like, you know, that classic kind of London style, that kind of secondary from DDS. You know, the people that came after DDS, they were doing a lot of stuff like that. Even Take had an A like that as well.
The throw up
with the eyes, the two eyes, they're slightly different, and each letter is a different person. He's even got the teeth in the bottom of the Z. I get what you're doing. It's cool, but nah, it doesn't float my boat.
When you're sending in your graphic critiques, write your manner on the piece of paper.
Or where you're from.
You're doing a sketch, yeah.
You hear that, people? If you're going to send in some graph,
bring up the spot.
Don't write it in a message because I'll forget. Write it on the photo itself. Write it next to the thing or something. I don't know. Somehow, that's why I won't forget it.
That's what I don't like.
What?
Pre-internet, yeah, you could remember, you could see who was from where.
Looking at this a little bit, huh?
You could tell who was from where because of the style.
Yeah.
But now you can't tell. They could be from fucking Belgium, bruv.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've got no idea.
It's true.
It's mad.
Very true.
Because everyone's like seeing everything and say, okay, sweet.
You know what? I saw an interview with Tyler, the Creator, the other day, and he was saying something very similar, not about graph, but he was talking about rappers all use the same slang nowadays.
Yeah, you
could be from Atlanta, you could be from New York, you could be from West Coast, but everyone's rapping the same and using the same slang. They're like, slang should be very dependent on which area you're from.
What ends you from? You know what I'm saying,
yeah?
What ends are you
and it should help distinguish you from other people, you know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of that stuff. But now, yeah, like you said, with the internet, everything's melded together, which comes with some pros, you know what I mean? I'm not saying it's all bad, but you should be proud of where you're from, do some history of where you're from, and that's how you'll get your style from where you're from. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
All right, let's wrap it up now, party people.
I can't believe we can't go on the roof.
You can pick up the phone, get a nice little view while we give our little saying goodbye.
What chain are we going out
on? Oh, mate, I got to think of something. I'll think of something, but... Yo, get a little high up. Yeah, don't cover your... Yeah. All right, party people, we out of here, son.
Aye, there's Londinium over there, bro. I'm going up there.
All right, listen, wait. So, episode 96, big love.
Oh, my God, you didn't give away the fucking...
The flip trick
the
stuff.
The flip trick.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. Flip Tricks' album. I have a beat on this album. It's a song called, what was it called? Alignment. Track 11 is produced by your boy Amber. This is Light Work by
That's
Flip
what
Tricks.
That's the best track on there, bruv. Yeah. You lot don't know nothing about no beats.
I will give this away to someone who leaves a comment below. I also have a cassette tape of this, so if you let us know in the comment if you want the cassette or the CD... I'll pick two of the comments and I'll dash them out to you. So leave a comment below, all right? Shout out Almshouse to your mom's house, Amber theme. Leave a comment, leave a like. All the people in the live chat right now, big up everyone who listens and watches the premiere live on the YouTube. Respect to you, but
I've got a question.
You gotta go leave a comment below now. Not in the chat. Below, leave a comment and a like. Nice one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, all good.
I grew up in a world full of dreamers. Raised around double teamers, right up the street from CL with the kitted beamer. Land of the learners leaning on dependency. To be everything possible outside of these obstacles. Substance abuse subsequent deemed to be the main one singled out in the public. Silly me, Grand Groove told me that ain't itching this world free. If they don't move, they get treated like a robbery spree. Crowd the exits, let it be known there ain't a guest list. Protect the unprotected, make sure they get the message. That we ain't never worry about crews, they never stress us. Whoever goes after is just them niggas next up. Kinda sound like they hardly been around the mic. Bar seem more like a prototype, a solo flight. No, no height versus what's above life, sir. Bro, hand. I don't think you down with the program.
If you lack the will to step up, please chill.
I don't think you down with the program.
I keep a solid on my straight and narrow ways, y'all.
Wake up earlier than most. It's AMs over PMs like it's money in the yoke. Bill folding raps out the scroll of life for us folk. We never traded hope for the other side of the scope. The aim and what you see is life at a price most can never pay. But be the same ones acting like they're jumping away. Or the multi-spray bullets that ricochet your walls and bounce right in the hearts that make substance out of thoughts.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?